You see what I wrote here. Just now we've gone through, yeah. Highest protection is what? Virtue, isn't it? So virtue is what? When you cultivate Dhamma, you have virtue, isn't it? Because you develop wisdom, and genuine virtue need wisdom, understand now? Because Dhamma is wisdom. Without wisdom, there is no genuine virtue. So understand. Okay, clear? Huh? Clear or not? Ayo. The highest wealth is what? I give the hint already. Contentment. Why the Buddha say highest wealth is contentment? Why? If you are not contented, are you wealthy? You still need, isn't it? You still want to strive, isn't it? You still compare, isn't it? But when you have contentment, you are already very happy, understand? That is the highest wealth. You don't need any more, understand? But you are not contented. Forever you are poor, understand? You may be very wealthy, but you are still poor. Okay? So you look at how the Buddha actually teach. And these are genuine questions that was asked to the Buddha. No? And he gave this type of answer. When you say higher protection, you go and ask all the rich people now. They tell you virtue. You say the fly guy, you say, where got time for virtue? Say, money, you say. No money, no security. So a lot of things you have to understand. Existential Dhamma is different from the true, what they call, spiritual understanding of the true Dhamma understanding that you realize through your awakening. Okay? So all these are good examples. Yeah.